James Wilson has been playing the piano since he was 3 years old. His father, Matt, remembers a phone call from his son's first piano teacher.
We've got a problem. The problem is your 3-year-old is better than your 5-year-old and is better than your 7-year-old and is chasing at the heels of your 11-year-old. And I don't want to create chaos in the home. What should I do?
Well, the family embraced James's talent. In 2009, the Wilsons moved to Laramie so James could study with Dr. Teresa Bogart at the University of Wyoming. James is now 12. He just got back from an international competition in Paris. He still remembers his first competition in Tennessee when he was just 5 years old. Despite being the youngest pianist there, he placed third in the finals. But that's not all he remembers. James Wilson sat down with Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer to talk about music and what's on every 12-year-old boy's mind. Food.
We were able to eat a lot of really awesome food, like a mud pie. That's what was one of the things that we had in Tennessee.
So it's not just about the music. It's also about the pie.
Well, my parents usually have me adapt to different places. It's an experience that you have to really learn from.
So tell me about your trip to Paris.
Paris was a lot of fun, and the competition was very, very good. Unfortunately, I was not able to win, but I was able to experience how people in Europe and others who go to conservatories, how they were able to play and how high of a competition and level it was.
What's your goal when you play music? Is it to play better than other people, or are you looking for something else?
I look for playing the best of my ability. Instead of trying to beat the other people, just trying to show the judges who you are as a person and your personality through the music. I can't say it any better, but Beethoven used to say, this is a quote-unquote, he said, music speaks what cannot be spoken, soothes the mind and gives it rest, heals the heart and makes it whole, flows from heaven to the soul.
And you feel like that's true?
Yes, very true.
Now, you said that when you were in Tennessee, you had great pie. Tell me a little bit about in Paris, some of the experiences you had.
We had a host family because there were no hotels near the competition. And so we had everyday cheese. And each day we would add on different kinds of cheese. I ate rabbit even though I got really mad at myself for eating it. And I also had duck liver, which I didn't really like the thought of. The rabbit tasted really good. The duck liver I didn't really like. The cheese was really amazing, and all of their food actually tasted really, really good.
So it sounds like when you travel, food's a big part of it.
Well, yes. In the U.S., I sometimes have, like, these places that I have to go to before my competitions because for some reason I always think they're my lucky charms. And so, like, I go to Panda Express 2 days before, and then the day before, the night before, I go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And then it ends up being a really good day the next. But, of course, the food's not always the reason why you play well. So
what else do you do to prepare?
The day before, I always go to a piano and I practice for a little while. And then after that, I go to somewhere fun, like a nickel arcade or something like that.
And just kind of forget all about it.
But of course, my mom always wants me to make sure that I don't play too much so that I don't get out of the zone.
So what does it feel like when you're in the zone?
It feels quite amazing. It feels like your heart's not pumping. You don't have any anticipation or anything. You just feel like you feel the music. You're inside of the music, and you're there inside of the story of the music. Thank you.
feel like you get to tell the story, or is the composer the one who tells the story?
The composer used to tell the story until he died, or she died. So, I have a different story or a different type of story, and piano is about how you play the piece, not the technique, but what you think the piece should sound like, and so if it should sound really joyful or not, and that's how I tell the story in the different pieces.
You're 12 now.
Yes.
What grade are you in?
Seventh.
Seventh grade, okay. What are your dreams for the future? Where do you want the piano to take you?
I want my piano career to take me to the end of the line. Because, first of all, I want to be able to be like my teacher. So I want to be able to travel the world and be able to do that for a living. But at the same time, I want to follow my teacher's footsteps in becoming a professor and a teacher. And so that's where I want piano to take me.
Thanks so much, James.
Yep, you're welcome.